I'm reading this, just shaking my head, going, these bastards. These bastards. What is alleged in this scheme is that someone who claimed to be working to change the system, change capitalism, empower others, help others rise, was working downstream to lock others out of a slot they perhaps deserved, but that would instead go to their kid. This story brings it home, and more than the celebrities, for me, it's Bill McGlashan. McGlashan, who epitomizes, now listen to this, the modern fantasy that the rich people who rigged the modern world, who monopolized the American dream for themselves, are the solution to redressing our injustices. And then he writes, when this reporter at the Wall Street Journal called me about TPG and Bonehead back in general, TPG is this investment group that's involved where the dude, the guy at the center of all of this, where he was either the founder or the co-founder, but he was one of the dudes that was raking in hundreds of millions a year. When a reporter from the Wall Street Journal called me about TPG and Bonehead in January, I said, what Bonehead is doing is legitimizing the idea that the best way to solve the world's problems is in ways that don't threaten, listen to this, the powerful, that allow them to stay on top, avoid paying taxes, and then give a little back. And now, one of the absolute deans of the doing well by doing good industrial complex, a man who embodied the faith that the meek of the earth could be saved by private equity barons, has been indicted for rigging the opportunity structure against the disadvantaged. I mean, if you try to parse this through your head and try to figure this out, what you wind up, a young Yakub was asking me, he was like, because I read these tweets to him earlier, and he goes, I don't get it, because it doesn't make any sense. I said, sure it does. What's going on here is that what the elite ruling masters are basically campaigning to do, and then what they're actually acting upon is there, what an irony. I thought we got rid of the divine right of kings. Do you remember? What an irony that they're actually acting upon what they think is their divine right. That they are so smart, they are so rainbow flag spangled awesome, that the world needs them. Yesterday when I played the clip from Matt Stone and Trey Parker's brilliant but filthy, absolutely vulgar and disgusting, filthy, still funny in some ways, Team America movie, about what the world needs now is people that are wealthy and really care, namely us, the actors. So what this was a scam to do, it's not a coincidence that the people at the center of this were celebrities, and that the people at the center of this were very wealthy people that were kind of like financial market celebrities. What they basically were scheming to do, and what their basic plan is, and what their life statement, if they had to make one, is, everyone else is stupid, they're smart, smarter, that's why they have all this material wealth and success, and because they're so rainbow flag, spangled, awesome, and smart, they must be allowed to keep all their money. They shouldn't have to pay any taxes, and they shouldn't have to abide by any regulations on what they do with their money either, because you know why? You want to know why? Because they're always, because they're them, they're always in their enlightened, you see. They're woke. They're always going to make the right decision on just what peasant or what stupid peasant cause needs helping. Now, if some peasant is actually about to escape poverty by virtue of their own actions and how hard they have worked, maybe they're trying to get into Harvard or USC or UCLA, and they're about ready to be admitted because of their test scores, we will then swoop in and let our Instagram darling daughter, who does not want to go to school, who wants to just go there for the party experience, we will then swoop in bribe the administration and faculty, and we're going to steal that spot.